This one verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Again, Jesus spoke to them, "I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will not walk in darkness, but they will have the light of life." This is the Sunday of light, Epiphany Sunday. The light goes on. If we were a cartoon character, we'd have a light bulb over our head when we get an idea. Ah, that's an epiphany. And it's the culmination of, it seems like longer than this, but Friday was just the 12th day of Christmas, the celebration of which is an ongoing process of enlightenment that starts with Advent through the lighting of candles of anticipation, then the Christmas lights come on. And by now, most of us have taken the Christmas lights down. Oddly enough, the Sunday of enlightenment has very few lights anymore, except maybe the light of the world. Where do we find that big light or real light that carries us forward past the anticipation, past the celebration, and on into life and ministry? The light of the world that shines in the darkness, that shines any and everywhere. There are, I think, real lights, mostly metaphorical, but that go on in ways that are sometimes surprising and that give us even unexpected energy. I think there are real lights that show us the way, through perhaps a transition, metaphorically, an intersection, stop and go lights, turn signals, and so on. What do I do when I'm at a crossroads? Well, there are real lights that show us the way. About 10 years ago, I was pondering pretty seriously what amounted to a major change in my way of work at Texas Tech. And I had a boss I hated, and things were going haywire in a couple of different ways. And I was thinking about making this major move, and I thought about it and did what I do as an analyst: cost, benefit, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, all that. Didn't get anywhere. Called a mentor of mine, finally, and then went through all the hoo-ha with him for about an hour, and he mostly just listened, but at the end of it, he told me one thing that I hadn't thought of. He said, "You know, if this move is not your heart's desire to take your career in this direction, irretrievably, if that is not at the essence of where your heart is, don't do it. It's not fair to you, it's not fair to anybody else. There aren't any numbers in my heart, but there's a little light, a real light, that enabled me to do what I'm not instinctively prone to do, and that is stand pat and not make the move." That same question in a little bit different ways has come up again three more times since, and I already know the answer. That light's still on. Stay where you are. Do what gives you what you can do, and mostly what you should do. Little lights that show us the way. Real lights that never go out. There's another kind of real light that sometimes we know when it happens and sometimes not. Real lights that shine in places that scare us. Crossroads are one thing, but impending trouble frightens us. Trip to the doctor, a diagnosis in the wake of that trip to the doctor. Turmoil or tension at work. What's going to happen next? There are real lights that show us the way. And they're hard to find because they don't look like what seem like the real lights. The real lights are people that will say, "Oh, don't worry, everything's going to be fine, everything's going to work out just great." Not necessarily. I think the people who show us or who transmit a real light will tell us the truth. And often as not, that truth is, I really don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know what trajectory this disease might take. But I'm here with you. We'll take the journey together. Those are the people that shine the light, the real light, into your world. The truth, in response to a lot of questions, is hard to speak if you are someone who has authority or wisdom, because the truthful answer is often, I don't know for sure. Might surprise you, coming from a minister who's been doing this for a long time, every once in a while somebody will say in various forms, and usually it's more oblique than this, but the really scary question is, will I go to heaven when I die? And what I want to say is, well, absolutely. And I have a great deal of warrant to believe that it's true, but the fact is, I don't know for sure. Nobody does. Nobody does. Which is, in a convoluted way, even more intriguing, because faith involves believing things that we, by definition, cannot prove, which makes the hope and the reality to the extent that we can see it through a real light even more compelling. For you see, the answer to the response to the question, I don't know, is let's go find out. And that is, let's take a journey together and figure this out. There are real lights that shine in our lives on the quest, on the journey. For you see, doubt is not the opposite of faith. It's the essence of faith that pushes us toward whatever comes next in the company of others. There are real lights beyond Christmas on the journey, on the quest. So there are real lights that show us the way. There are real lights that shine when we're scared. And there are also real lights that we flat out can't explain, and that maybe we only know in deep retrospect have been shining all along. I can tell you the day, the year, and within 10 or 15 minutes, the exact hour when I first laid eyes on the woman who would become my wife. I didn't wake up that morning anticipating that would happen. I didn't go to bed that night knowing that it did. And now, only in deep retrospect of many, many years, do I see how stars lined up before that moment that I can tell you, and how in the intervening time, stars lined up that led to what we have now. It was the pivotal turning point of my life, and I never knew it was happening. I didn't know it even occurred until years later. But I know in retrospect, there are real lights that provided the energy for what is my life now, and for which I'm profoundly and deeply and beyond description grateful. Well, that's the whole point. I can't explain where these things come from. I can't even fully describe them in ways other than I don't know, which takes me back to the other point. But I know there are forces at work that I don't believe are micromanaged by God. I mean, I don't think many years ago God had apparently less to do than usual and said, I think I'm going to mess with Jerry's life. I don't think it works that way. I think there are ubiquitous lights that line up in ways that we can't see or don't anticipate. But when we look back on it, you go, you know what? Something was going on here. And out of that, I find great strength and hope. There are real lights that show us the way, that help us when we're scared, and that we can never explain, and through our hearts and on the quest and in the energy of this mystery, we make our way and grow and thrive. It's almost never eureka enlightenment. I mean, we know the story from grade school science of Archimedes taking a bath and suddenly discovering the science of displacement and all of that. It's almost never eureka. It's more accurately, I didn't see that coming. I guess I'll do this. A real light for today and forward.